Thank you. Thank you. A few years ago, I was the subject of a documentary called Comedian, which won nothing and made even less. But it was good. It was so good that as a direct result, I have been asked here tonight to present the award for Outstanding Documentary Feature. And I love documentaries. I find them to have a very real quality. And I know all the nominees are excited because when you are nominated, you are being told, we think you might be the best. Might. We won't know definitely until we get you all dressed up in a room together with all the other people and on TV. Because if by some chance it should turn out that you are not the best, we all want to see the look on your face when you get the news. I am a huge fan of movies in general. I go all the time. I've noticed in theaters now they're running this little announcement trying to get you to pick up the garbage from around your seat. Oh, okay. Let me bring my orange jumpsuit and a wooden stick with a nail in it, too. Maybe I'll work my way down the highway after the credits roll. I'm not picking nothing up. I'm the one that threw it down. How many different jobs do I have to do here? There is an agreed-upon deal between us and the movie theater people that is understood by every single person in this room. The deal is you rip us off on overpriced, oversized crap that we shouldn't be eating to begin with. In exchange for that, when I'm done with something, I open my hand. Not sticking my hand down into a dark hole and trying to pry out three goobers that have been soda welded there since the Shawshank Redemption, which is not a nominee this evening, but these five incredibly depressing movies are. Deliver Us from Evil, Amy Berg and Frank Donner.
He said, we knew that you were being abused, but you were a girl.
An Inconvenient Truth, Davis Guggenheim.
Global warming creates more evaporation off the oceans to seed the clouds, but it sucks moisture out of the soil.
Iraq in Fragments, James Longley and John Sinnott.
I entered the country, I said, I'm going to go to Saddam.
Jesus Camp, Heidi Ewing and Rachel Grady. My Country, My Country, Laura Poitras and Jocelyn Glotzer.
I love my country, my district, my neighborhood, my people. I will work with them till the last minute of my life.
And the Oscar goes to An Inconvenient Truth, Davis Guggenheim.
Davis Guggenheim and the cast were scheduled to shoot in New Orleans the night before Hurricane Katrina hit, an event that brought home the threat and the impact of global warming.
Wow. I made this movie for my children, and my father taught me to make great movies, a beautiful wife. All of us who made this film, Laurie, Lawrence, Scott, and Leslie, we did so because we are moved to act by this man. Jeff Skoll funded it. John Lesher released it so beautifully. But all of us were inspired by his fight for 30 years to tell this truth to all of us. Thank you all. We are so inspired. We share this with you.
Thank you. I want to thank Tipper and my family, thank the Academy, and everyone on this amazing team. My fellow Americans, people all over the world, we need to solve the climate crisis. It's not a political issue, it's a moral issue. We have everything we need to get started, with the possible exception of the will to act. That's a renewable resource. Let's renew it.
Yeah. celebrating his 10th nomination this year. Please welcome four-time Academy